The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the February-March 2025 issue of Scout Life. We're going to begin the scouting around. Be a cut above. Legendary lumberjack Paul Bunyan knew how to wield an axe. Older scouts can learn how to use this camp tool, but you shouldn't try to imitate the fictional character by clearing entire forests. Instead, follow safe, responsible practices for using an axe, only cutting trees with permission and good reason. An axe is a useful tool that can chop firewood, clear a trail, and shape spars for pioneering projects. Before using one, make sure the axe is sharp. You're wearing sturdy boots, gloves, and protective eyewear. You're using the axe at least 10 feet away from other people, and you're under adult supervision. Remember, axes are not toys. They can hurt you or others if handled improperly. Refer to the Scout's BSA handbook for all the safety precautions you must take. To chop wood, get your feet set and body balanced with both hands gripping the axe's handle. At the start of your swing, one hand should be near the handle knob while the other hand is near the axe head. Raise the axe and let your upper hand slide down the handle as you swing. Focus your swings on accuracy rather than power. You'll cut wood quicker and more efficiently if you hit the wood in the same spot each time. Scouts BSA members can earn the Paul Bunyan Award by demonstrating the proper and safe use of wood's tools. Check out the requirements at go.scoutlife.org/Bunyan. Field book facts. Put it out cold. People cause more than 80% of all wildfires, some of which ignite from unattended campfires. Don't contribute to those numbers. Before considering having a campfire for your outing, check with the land managers for the area. A burn ban might be in effect because of dry or windy conditions that increase the danger of wildfires. If there's no burn ban, build your fire in an established place, like an existing fire ring. Also, before lighting a campfire, be sure to have a shovel or rake and some water available to extinguish it completely in case of an emergency. Using accelerants, chemicals, or pyrotechnics to start fires or in ceremonies other than solid fire starters designed for this purpose is prohibited. Never leave your fire unattended. Let your fire burn down to ash or small coals and then put it out by pouring water on the embers. Stir the ashes to moisten the embers thoroughly and add more water if needed. Don't stop until the coals are cold and you can safely place your hand on them. If you don't have water, you can use dirt or sand. The same process applies. Stir the sand and dirt among the coals until they're extinguished. Troop visits our nation's capital. Scout outings. If you were planning a trip to our nation's capital, you'd likely plan visits to the iconic memorials. But would you think to stop by the International Spy Museum or the Smithsonian's National Postal Museum? Washington, D.C. is full of fascinating and educational spots, and Troop 167 of Sturbridge, Massachusetts, found a few during its trip there last April. The first big attraction on their itinerary was the National Mall, where the scouts could walk to the different memorials like the Jefferson Memorial, Lincoln Memorial, and Washington Memorial, which honors some of the great presidents. The following day, they went to the Library of Congress, the National Postal Museum, and the United States Capitol. After the Capitol tour, the scouts met with their congressman, United States Representative Richard Neal, who spent about 45 minutes talking with them and answering questions. The troop also went on tours of the White House, the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History, Arlington Cemetery, and the International Spy Museum. The Spy Museum had an exhibit of cars used in the James Bond movies. Before heading home, the troop stopped by the Stephen F. Udvar Hazy Center, a Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum annex, where they saw historical aircraft, including the space shuttle Discovery and a Concorde supersonic airplane. Backpacking Scout Program. Shake it up. You don't want to be several miles into a trek and realize you forgot a handy piece of gear. You also don't want to realize you're physically unable to complete your journey. Shakedown hikes are designed to prepare you to be both physically fit and ready with the stuff you need. Before you go on a trek, plan to have shakedowns. The longer and more strenuous the hike, the more shakedowns you should do. For example, Philmont Scout Ranch recommends at least two before its treks, which can cover up to 120 miles. Before your shakedown, schedule time during meetings to go over duty rosters, menus, and what to expect on the trek. You can also share gear lists, which you can find on scoutlife.org. Follow the gear list to pack for yourself and your unit. At the shakedown, review what you've packed with fellow scouts and adult leaders. Work together to make sure you haven't overpacked or underpacked. You can also collaborate on carrying shared gear and food. It's advised that you don't carry more than 25% to 30% of your body weight. During a shakedown hike, practice techniques you will use on your trek, like navigation, pacing, and etiquette. Try to simulate what you may encounter as much as you can. If you'll be backpacking in the mountains and you live in a flat area, try hiking up and down bleachers or on a parking garage to get ready for changes in elevation. Also, during your physical, discuss with your health and healthcare provider what you'll be doing and the location so they can advise you too. The more you prepare, the more successful your trek will be. Scouts whose troops choose the suggested program theme for March can learn more in the backpacking or hiking merit badge pamphlets. See online versions of Scouts BSA program features for troops and crews at go.scoutlife.org/program features. Search and rescue. When someone is reported missing, law enforcement officials activate search and rescue teams. These are some ideas for your next merit badge adventure. The Incident Commander runs the operation using the Incident Command System. The Incident Plan Action guides the searchers as they look for the subject. The commander and his or her staff decide what kinds of teams to employ, such as ground, dog, horse, snowmobile, or aircraft. Hopefully, the subject's located and returned to safety. The team search for the subject using a variety of skills. For more information, go to go.scoutlife.org/merit badge. Scholarship, page 23. How to get better grades. Number one, get organized by choosing a place at your home where you can focus on homework. Keep it clean and keep it stocked with all of the supplies you'll need. When studying for a test, start with the subject that you find most difficult. Study your notes and reread anything that's hard to understand. Test yourself at regular intervals throughout your study session. Make homework time a regular part of your schedule. You can do it right after school so your evenings are free, or if your afternoons are taken up by extracurricular activities, you can do it after dinner. When you're done, check it off your calendar to show that you've completed your goals for the day. Truck transportation. More than 8 million people in the United States work in the trucking industry. Most trucking companies operate 20 or fewer trucks. Some consist only of a driver and that driver's truck. At a terminal, workers load, unload, and sort freight, send truck out to deliver or pick up freight, and repair and maintain the trucks. Many trucking companies also have employees who work in sales and marketing, accounting information, technology, and customer service. Dink, Duff, and Desi. Why did the bike fall over? Because it was too tired. What do you call a snowman in spring? A puddle. What does a bee use to brush its hair? A honeycomb. Why was the math book sad? It had too many problems. What do you call fake spaghetti? An imposter. Why don't eggs tell jokes? Because they might crack up. Oh, that's so funny. Thank you, Mr. Hyena. You've been a great audience. My pleasure, Dink. I love to laugh. Courteous. Scouts are polite to everyone, regardless of age or position, and no good manners make it easier for people to get along. Pee-wee Harris looks at backpacking.
Wow, Pee-wee. Do you think maybe you packed a little bit too much gear for an overnight campout?
And Pee-wee has all kinds of things. Globes, life rafts. Oh, whatever gave you that idea. He's dreaming. Oh, I really should wait until the night before I camp out to make my gear list. The Wacky Adventures of Scout Life. Here's Harry on the prairie with a kite. Zoot. Getting it ready. How he's on his way, pulling the string. Oh, it didn't go thud. He looks at it, tries it again. Oh, hey, what's wrong with this kite? Well, so he picked it up on his fangs and just decides to fly it himself. Go, Harry, on the prairie. A true story of scouts in action. Logan Paul, 12, was taking a break during a scuba diving class in Ottawa, Ohio, when he saw a diver begin to panic as she descended into deep water. Sensing the person was in danger, Logan jumped in to help. As Logan approached the distressed diver, he saw that her air was turned off. The weight of her gear caused her to sink below the surface. Logan pulled the diver up. In a panic, the woman grabbed Logan. Logan wasn't able to turn the diver's air on while keeping them both above the water. Logan placed the diver's air source into her mouth, allowing her to breathe. Another diver swam over to help but kept accidentally pushing the woman down. Logan told him to stay away as he towed the diver to shallow water, a task made more difficult by her scuba gear. Logan was able to get the diver safely back to the dock. She soon recovered, and no one was hurt during the incident. Tenderfoot Scout Logan Paul, a member of Troop 193, chartered to Ledgewood Christian Church in Russell Township, Ohio, received an honor medal for his actions. Good job, Logan. More Scouts in Action. More true stories of scouts in action. She saved someone from drowning. Linda Piston, 10, was swimming during a family vacation in Virginia Beach, Virginia, when she saw a figure floating face down in the deep end of the pool. Linda swam into water, well over her head, to investigate. When she realized that the figure was a small child, she yelled to her mom for help. Linda's mom reached in and pulled the unconscious 5-year-old girl to the surface, then told a bystander to call 911. With people around her screaming in panic, Linda got her younger brother out of the pool as her mom and dad worked to revive the girl. Emergency services arrived, and an ambulance took the girl to a hospital. The girl recovered and went home the next day. First Class Scout Linda Piston, a member of Troop 1182 chartered to Park West Lions Club in Manassas, Virginia, received a heroism award for her actions. Excellent job, Linda. He saved his brother from choking. Cole Donnarumma, 9, was eating dinner with his brother and cousin at his grandpa's house in Staten Island, New York, when his brother began grabbing at his throat. Their grandpa asked Cole's brother if he was okay. When the boy couldn't answer, Cole realized he was choking. Cole quickly got behind the boy and performed abdominal thrusts as he had learned in scouting. Cole continued with abdominal thrusts until his brother expelled the food. Cole's brother was grateful for the rescue and was not harmed during the incident. Pueblo Scout Cole Donnarumma, a member of PAC 4016, chartered to St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Saratoga Springs, New York, received a Medal of Merit for his actions. Great job, Cole. Tales of the Shire, a Lord of Rings game. Hobbit games have mostly been about combat and adventures, but Tales of the Shire is a life simulation. Picture Animal Crossing comes to Middle-earth. It is about farming, fishing, and making friends. Players can also cook, clean, and throw parties without worrying about the rays of Mordor knocking on their door or a Balrog hiding in their closet. Short on time? You can finish this speedy workout in less than 10 minutes. This is Fitness First. Perform the 12 exercises below for 30 seconds each. Rest 10 seconds between each exercise. Jumping jacks, wall sits, push-ups, abdominal crunches, step-ups, squats, tricep dips, push-ups with rotation, plank, high knees, lunges, side plank. Zoroastrian scouts can learn more about their faith. The Good Life emblem is for older scouts and adventurers. There's no emblem or scout emblem for Cub Scouts. A young Zoroastrian will have to complete religious education and community-oriented projects. The purpose of this program is threefold. 1, to make Zoroastrian youth more aware of their faith, its outlook, and its achievements, to encourage them to achieve meaningful spiritual experience in living their faith, and to instill the practice of the religion of the prophet Zarathustra, to encourage Zoroastrian scouts to enthusiastically participate in a community-oriented project, thereby practicing the salient principles of the Zoroastrian faith, such as happiness unto him who makes others happy. For more information, contact your local council or visit go.scoutlife.org/religious awards. Can you name that ballpark? Page 25, page 41. Think you know your baseball stadiums? Test your skills by identifying photos of 10 Major League Baseball parks. Take this quiz now at go.scoutlife.org/stadium quiz. Open the camera app at your phone. Hold your phone so that the QR code appears. Tap the notification to visit scoutlife.org. Orangutans are awesome. Get ready to go wild. Swing by go.scoutlife.org/orangutans to watch fun and fascinating videos of these incredible primates. Show off your racer. Your Pinewood Derby car deserves the spotlight. Share a photo of your masterpiece at go.scoutlife.org/PWD photos. Captions that made us. I just need to find the perfect move to win. Submitted by Coyote. Catmate, Picklebody 63. These look fun to knock off the game board. The Penguin. I am the Cheshire Cat. You dare to go against me? Speeding Hippo. I'll move this pawn. Person. Championship game. Meowgnus. Karsten versus Bobby Fischer. Quacker Staff 14. If I win, you must give me all your tuna. Right stuff. Why are humans so passionate about this? There's not even a red dot. Puppy are cute. I said I like cheese, not chess. Mayhem May. Human, will you please explain why there is a horse here but not a cat? Deco Cinnamon. Write your caption at go.scoutlife.org/funny-captions. Most likely to steal your camp food. Raccoons, 37%. Ants or other insects, 22%. Chipmunks or squirrels, 17%. Jays or magpies, 15%. Bears, 9%. Orangutans spend most of their time in trees, sleeping in nests and swinging from the rainforest canopies of Indonesia. Orangutans have been taught sign language. One named Chontek learned more than 150 different American sign language signs. The word orangutan means person of the forest. These great apes are the largest fruit-eating animals in the world. Orangutans are an endangered species, mainly due to loss of habitat. Alba is the only known albino orangutan in the world. She lives on a private island with several orange orangutans that has 24/7 protection. Copycats. Orangutans have been known to watch humans untie boats and cross rivers in them and do it themselves. Sandra at the Center for Great Apes in Florida saw zookeepers washing their hands with bucket and brush. She did the same. Orangutans use tools. They use sticks to get termites out of their holes and to poke logs for honey. Leaves come in handy as gloves, umbrellas, napkins, and sponges. When orangutans stretch out their arms, the span can be up to 7 feet. What's the size of an average orangutan? I like to collect flags, wind turbines, smashed pennies, and junior ranger badges by Adrian E. from Wichita Falls, Texas. I have 30 balls. I've been collecting them since I was 5. My favorite is my rainbow ball. I collect factory-sealed Hot Wheels cars. So far, I have 31. My favorite is the Autostrasse Lamborghini Urus. I collect bookmarks. I have 103. My two favorites feature a cross on one and a mustache on the other. That's from Bennett G. in Austin, Texas. I have 61 bracelets. I've been collecting them since I was 6. My bracelets are more than pieces of stretchy rubber. They each tell a story. I get them from traveling, camping, and at my dad's job. That's from Zachariah K. in Hollywood, Florida. I collect stickers. One of my favorites has a mountain and a galaxy on it. I bought it at the trading post at Camp Pioneer. That was my first summer camp ever. That's from Jennifer D. in Ashland, Oregon. Now it's time for Think and Grin. Brandon, why did the baseball player call timeout? Sean, why? Brandon, he needed a shortstop. That's from Brandon G. in Bremerton, Washington. Brian, what do you call an angry carrot?
Hank, I don't know.
Brian, a steamed vegetable. That's from Brian S. in Livonia, Michigan. Caleb, what do you say when you lose 25% of your roof?
Andy, what?
Caleb, oof. That's from Caleb A. in Herndon, Virginia. A Puny Book, What to Pack by Justin Case. That's from Austin L. in Birmingham, Alabama. Caleb, I told a bad chemistry joke once.
Greg, what happened?
Caleb, I didn't get much of a reaction. That from Caleb C. in Fairfax, Virginia.
Curran, how do poets say hello?
Matthew, how?
Curran, hey, haven't we metaphor?
That from Curran M. in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Steffi Ann, what do you call a bunch of sheep rolling down the mountain?
Rocco, I have no idea.
Steffi Ann, a landslide. That from Steffi Ann B. in Cimarron, New Mexico.
A Puny Book, American Breakfast by Chris P. Bacon.
That's from Barrett F. in Fort Worth, Texas.
Vera, what kind of chip talks a lot?
Mom, I don't know.
Vera, talkies. From Vera H. in Deltona, Florida.
Silas, what did the Easter Bunny say when he saw a good performance?
Kate, what?
Silas,
that was excellent.
That from Silas R. in Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Katerina, why does a milking stool only have three legs?
Chelsea, tell me.
Katerina, because the cow has the udder.
That from Katerina E. in Wataya, Texas.
Kevin, how do you get 100 math teachers into a room where only 99 fit?
J.D., I don't know.
Kevin, you carry one.
We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. The number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.